Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor on behalf of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce to present to you President George W. Bush.
Thank you all. Thanks for coming. Please be seated. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thank you all. Please be seated. Cindy, thanks for the kind introduction. I want to thank the chamber for inviting me here to what I think you'll find to be an interesting educational event. At least I hope so. As you can see, I mean, there's several ways to have an educational event. One is to put a podium out there and let me blow away for an hour, you know, kind of talk and talk and talk. Another way is to have fellow citizens sit up here and discuss important policy issues. And that's what we're here to do today. We're here to discuss health care, particularly for our seniors. And so I want to thank you all for joining me. Most important, thank you all for a warm welcome. It's good to be back here in Missouri. My only regret is that Laura's not with me. Yeah, she's, she's actually in Midland, Texas. That's where I was raised, and she was born and raised. She's doing a little event there, picking up her mom, bringing her up to Washington. Mother and dad are coming too, so we're going to have Easter at Camp David. Little family affair. And I'm looking forward to it. But I've also been looking forward to coming here as well. We just came from the Lutheran Senior Service Center. Carl Rausch. Yeah, there you go. Thank you all. And we're about to have one of your fellow workers up here, as you note. And the reason we were there is we were watching seniors sign up for the new Medicare drug benefit. In other words, we were at a facility where seniors had, where seniors were, and there were good souls from this part of the world saying to people, here's what's available for you if you want to sign up. What we're here today is to talk about health care for seniors, but before we get there, I do want to recognize members of the United States Senate who joined us. First, your senior senator, Kit Bond. Funny thing happened when we were crossing the river. He reminded me of how important that Missouri River is for getting farm product to market. Yeah. I see the hat back there. Thank you. Yes, sir. Kind of reminds me of home. And also traveling with us is a fellow who I've come to admire a lot, a straight shooter, Senator Jim Talent. And the congressman from this district, Kenny Holtzoff. Kenny? Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you. Peter Kinder, Lieutenant Governor, has joined us. Governor, thanks for being here. Proud you're here. It's good to see you again. Most of all, thanks for coming. It's healthcare is a vital issue for this country. In my judgment, the best healthcare plan is one that says we'll help the poor, we'll help the elderly, and we'll make sure the doctor-patient relationship is solid for the rest of us. In other words, we don't want the federal government. We really don't want the federal government telling folks who, you know, what to buy and how to buy it and what price to pay. We want there to be a relationship between doctors and patients. That's what we want. But our government made a commitment to our seniors. And it's a commitment that I intended to keep when I went to Washington, D.C. In other words, our commitment is our seniors should have first class health care. That commitment, interestingly enough, was first signed by a fellow citizen from Texas named Lyndon Baines Johnson. And so I came to Washington, D.C. and said, are we doing as good a job as possible to provide modern medicine for our seniors? You see, once the government makes a commitment, it ought to be a solid commitment. It ought to be a good commitment. There's no need to have a health care system for our seniors that doesn't meet needs. And one of the things I noticed in the analyzation of the health care system for seniors, analyzation of Medicare, was that medicine had changed, but Medicare hadn't. I'll give you an example. You know, Medicare would pay, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for ulcer surgery, but not a dime for the prescription drugs to help prevent the ulcer from occurring in the first place. That didn't make sense. It certainly didn't make sense for the seniors, did it? In other words, if you're going to have a modern system, you ought to have a system that says, you know, pharmaceutical have helped change medicine. And it certainly didn't make sense for the taxpayers. I mean, after all, if you would spend, you know, $50 a month to prevent ulcer surgery, and the surgery costs thousands to begin with, it saves money. And so I said to the people in Washington, D.C., let's modernize the system. Let's figure out how to make it work better for our seniors. A commitment made is a commitment we've got to keep, and we finally got a deal done. Finally put aside kind of needless politics. I must confess to you, Washington is full of needless politics. Yeah. We can do a better job. We need to focus on big problems. And a big problem was that Medicare wasn't living up to its expectations. And I signed a bill, and I proudly signed it. And so this bill helps all seniors afford prescription drugs. It really helps a lot. It gives seniors choices. I knew this would be a problem at first. You know, some people just simply don't want to be confronted with choice. You know, you kind of get settled in, and everything seems to be going fine, and all of a sudden up pops a new Medicare plan, and you've got 42 choices to choose from here in Missouri. And that can be a little confusing. I knew that would be the case. On the other hand, I also knew there were thousands of fellow citizens who would be willing to go out and help people determine what choice suited their needs. See, I believe that people ought to be trusted. I don't think the government ought to be making every decision on behalf of the citizens. I think the more that people, citizens, are given choice in life, the better off it is to meet their needs. See, when you have the government say, this is for you, sometimes it doesn't meet a person's needs. When you have a person say, here's some options for you to choose from, it means you can design a program to meet your health care needs. And that's what we did in this new Medicare plan. And thirdly, one of the things the Medicare plan didn't have was catastrophic coverage. One of the things this drug plan says is that, you know, something may happen out of your control, and therefore you may have a big expenditure. And therefore, it seems to make sense that there'd be catastrophic kind of stopgap coverage. And so over $3,600, you know, the government will pay 90% in this new plan. To me, that makes sense. It gives somebody peace of mind. To be able to say everything seems to be going okay right now, but if something goes bad, the government will help you. And so the new drug benefit that we're describing today has got a catastrophic component. And when people sign up, it should give you peace of mind, give your family peace of mind. Fourthly, I recognize that certain people need help in our society, and therefore, if you're a low-income senior, about a third of the seniors qualify, the government's going to pay over 90-something percent of your 95% of the bill. In other words, we recognize people need help in this society. We're a compassionate society. And so the drug benefit, if you're a low-income senior, is really going to help. It's going to help all seniors. Matter of fact, it's estimated that all seniors' drug bills are cut in half under this program. And if you're low-income seniors, especially beneficial. And that's the way it should be. You know, I remember the debate in Washington, D.C. The language gets a little rugged up there. We had people say the prescription drug plan is just simply a hollow promise, or the bill will leave millions of seniors worse off. That's not the facts. See, when you cut through all the rhetoric and look at the results, I think people are going to be amazed at what's available. One of the reasons I'm here is that even though 29 million people have signed up, there's still about 7 million people who are qualifying for this program, and they ought to take a look. See, one way to convince people to take a look is to have others talk about the benefits of the program. They probably got a little more credibility than I do. Yeah. You don't have to agree with it. I'm just telling you it's a good deal. As a matter of fact, we estimated the premiums to be $37 a month. They're down to $25 a month for the senior, for most seniors. You know, when people have choice, the 42 plans helps bring cost effectiveness into medicine. If you got one choice, you don't get cost effective. If you got 42 programs to choose from, it's amazing what happens when somebody's kind of competes for your business. It says, I'm going to try to make the plan attractive for you. And that's the difference between a government-dictated program and a program that trusts seniors to make choice. We've got up until May 15th for folks to get the best benefits. If you haven't signed up, if you're listening on TV and haven't signed up, please take a look. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or go to medicare.gov if you want to find out what's available. If you're a son or if you've got a mom or a dad who's eligible for Medicare, a son or a daughter has a duty, in my judgment, to the parent to find out what's available for your mom or dad. That's your duty. This is a good deal. It costs nothing to look at it. I think you're going to find it's an amazing opportunity to really help your mom or dad with prescription drugs. Make sure they get modern medicine. Isn't that what a son or daughter wants? To make sure the mom or dad gets the best possible medicine. Well, here's the plan that'll make sure you get the best possible medicine. If you're a church, in a part of a church or a community center, find somebody who's eligible for Medicare and help them. It's not all that hard. It's a pretty simple program. It may be hard for the senior who's not necessarily computer literate. But if you're computer literate, it's pretty easy. The steps are easy to follow. And you'll be doing somebody a favor. If you're a senior wondering not this makes sense, you ought to take a look. You know, it doesn't cost a dime to look, and you're going to save money. Seniors are saving about half on their prescription drug charges already. If you're a poor senior, the government's going to pay over 95% of the deal. I'm here to kind of cut through all the politics and cut through all the rhetoric and help people understand what's available. No better place to come than the state of Missouri, kind of the show-me state. So we're about to show you. And I'm going to start with Dr. Mark McClellan, fellow Texan. McClellan is an unusual fellow. He's got a lot of degrees. What are your degrees, McClellan?
Mr. President, I have a medical degree, also a PhD.
Yeah. One of the things I like to remind people of is this fact. He's a PhD, and I was an okay student. Look who the advisor is, and look who the president is. That's I've used it before with him. He's a good sport. His job is what?
I'm the head of the Medicare and Medicaid programs, and we are working with groups all over the country to help people find out about the most important new benefit in Medicare in 40 years. That's the drug coverage that you're talking about, sir.
See, we have got a duty at the federal level to help people find out what's available. That's our duty. Mark's in charge of it. He works with Mike Leavitt, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and they've done a fine job. By the way, when you put 29 million people right off the bat into a system, you're going to have glitches. But they've handled the glitches. They're working with your governor. They're working with the state government to work on dual eligibles. I know you read initially about the issues related to the sign-ups. We're dealing with them. His job is to run them down, find those problems, and solve them. His job is also to help rally the country, others, to help explain the program and how we're doing.
Now, over 29 million people are already participating. Hundreds of thousands more seniors and people with a disability are signing up every week. But we want to make sure, Mr. President, that everybody gets the support they need to make a confident decision. Some of the things that we're doing that include our Medicare helpline. People can call us anytime, day or night, at 1-800-MEDICARE and get personalized help, finding out about what the drug benefit means for you. If you like to go online or you got a son or daughter or grandchildren who do, you can go to medicare.gov and get personalized help as well. But what we've really found is that events all over the country help us connect with beneficiaries, make sure we're reaching them where they live and work and play and pray so that they can find out face-to-face what the new drug benefit means for them. We've been working with pharmacists and other health professionals, like at the event that you visited earlier today here in Jefferson City. Many advocacy groups that advocate on behalf of seniors, people with a disability.
AARP, for example.
AARP, church groups, the NAACP, very diverse range of groups that don't agree on everything, don't agree sometimes on much anything, but they all agree that seniors and people with a disability should find out about the most important new benefit in Medicare in 40 years.
Now, one thing that's important, that people with disability also qualify, some people do, and they need to make sure that they take a look at what's available. Give me some of the date. We got a time frame here we're working in.
That's right. We've got until May 15th. That's the end of the enrollment period. We're urging people to take a look now so they avoid the rush that's probably going to come as we get very close to that May 15th deadline. This week, there are going to be more than 1,000 events all over the country that include many senior officials from your administration, that include health professionals, that include all of these groups that we're collaborating with all over the country to help people find out about the program. We're doing it here in Jefferson City and at events all over the state of Missouri. We're doing it all over the country.
Yeah, change isn't easy. You know, it's hard to change, particularly a system that's been in place since the 1960s. And yet, we felt it was necessary to encourage change for the sake of our seniors. But we also understand that it requires a massive effort to show people, to show people what's available. And old Mark's in charge of it. But it requires an army of compassion to help. And one thing before we go to Linda, who's a soldier in the army of compassion, by the way, is tell me about the low-income benefit. Describe that to the folks who are listening.
Well, as you said, Mr. President, everybody in Medicare can take advantage of this new drug coverage. Whether they've got a retiree plan now, we can help with that. Whether they like to get their care through a Medicare Advantage plan, that's the HMOs or PPOs in Medicare. Lots of people like to get help in different ways, but there is extra help available for people with limited incomes. And so if you're living month to month on a Social Security check or some other limited fixed income, or if you know someone who is, it's very important to look into the extra help. You apply for this extra assistance. As you said, you can get 95% of your drug costs paid for on average. That's a benefit worth about $3,700 a year on average. Now, for a typical senior, you're getting about $1,100 worth of help with drug costs on average, so that's important right there. But there's extra help available for people with limited means, and we're making some extra efforts to reach out to people who may not be able to find out about this program otherwise. Here in rural parts of the states, we're working with the Grange, we're working with the USDA to get out into the community and at a grassroots level help people find out.
Yeah, we're working with Heiser Bluff Senior Living Center as well.
That's right.
Weren't
we? That's right. We sure are.
Linda Dietrich, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Lutheran Senior Services.
Right. It's a pleasure to be here this morning, and thank you for inviting me to participate. I was born and raised in southeast Missouri on a farm, and became a nurse and worked in acute care hospitals for quite a long time. During that time, I also became a reserve officer in the United States Navy Reserves.
Fantastic.
As a Nurse Corps
Thanks.
Officer.
Thanks.
I retired 2 years ago as a captain. In my current role, I'm the Vice President of Operations for Lutheran Senior Services, and we own and operate 8 retirement communities in Missouri and Illinois. We also operate and own 8 HUD 202 facilities, which is housing for low-income elderly. And I've worked with both of those programs extensively. When we learned about the Medicare Part D program starting about a year ago, I decided it was our obligation to help our seniors enroll in the program because I knew it was going to benefit many. I had heard the stories. I had talked to the people living in some of our retirement communities and also particularly in our HUD 202s who were making choices about what medications they were actually going to take because they could not afford to take all that had been prescribed. We began working to, first of all, educate ourselves. We worked directly with the state health insurance program, the SHIP program, and invited their folks to come in and educate our administrators, our nurses, and our social workers particularly about the program. We also had partnered with ASA, which is the American Association of Homes and Services for the Aging, because they had published a booklet along with United Healthcare that I thought did an outstanding job in simplifying very much the whole Medicare Part D program. They were free. I ordered over 2,000 of those, and we made sure they got into the hands of our residents, and that was about July-August timeframe. We also, because in our long-term care, our retirement communities, we have independent living residents, so they're out making their own choices. We have assisted living residents. They need some help from family. And then we also have nursing home residents who need a lot of support from families and from us in making decisions about what program. So we began educating the families of our residents as well. And we also educated our residents, particularly our independent living residents, and had the SHIP people come in and actually hold sessions with all of those folks. When it came around November 15th timeframe for people to start enrolling, that's when we sat down with our social workers and on a one-on-one basis have helped many, many people sign up on the program, either over the phone or through the Internet. And it's been a godsend. I also was able to sign my own mother up in December, and as of January 1, she was fully covered by the program, and she's probably saving at least $40 a month.
Yeah. See, it's interesting. When you listen to what Linda said, she said educate about, I don't know, three or four times. And that's what we're doing. That's why I've asked these people to come sit up here with me, which isn't easy, by the way. Is it? No.
Yeah.
Wait till she speaks. You're not going to believe it. Anyway, we want people to know what's available. And I bet you, people, when they take a look at the 40-plus choices here in Missouri, get a little nervous at first. I mean,
it's a little overwhelming at first, but they, if you help them through it,
yeah.
And I went on the Internet to choose my mother's plan, and it was very simple once I got on there and understood it.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks. Thanks for
serving
a good example two times. One, as a loving daughter, and two, as a person who's involved with the faith community, all extending a helping hand to somebody who can needs a little help. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
Another person who is involved with senior citizens happens to be Jody Baker. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is.
And what do you do?
Thank you, Mr. President. I am a pharmacist. I work here in Jefferson City at Kmart Pharmacy.
Right.
So I
you
get
see
to
people
see a lot
coming
of seniors.
To buy yeah, exactly. That's good. So tell us about, tell me about your involvement with the Medicare Part D program.
Well, I was very excited to be involved at my place of work and trying to get the word out. And I like to talk. I think most of my customers would agree with that. And you know, and
we're about to find out, aren't we?
Yeah. Just in my day-to-day interactions, I make a point to ask my seniors that I knew would probably be eligible. Are you enrolled in a Medicare Part D plan? Are you going to be covered? This is going to be a good thing for you. So I started prior to November and ordered packets as well from Health and Human Services and CMS and arranged for Social Security to come to our store in conjunction with our management. But basically tried to get the word out, and that's what we're doing today. And also to make sure that people that have enrolled, that they chose the right plan.
Yeah.
Because choice is a very important thing that you brought up that is true. There's no sense to go without a prescription. That's one thing as a pharmacist, it's heartbreaking to me because I see people come in and I know their conditions and I know maybe not all their finances, but the medications are so expensive. I have people ask me, can you help me pick which prescription I can get this month, and that's very
yeah, it's got to be. I mean, listen, there were people literally choosing between the electricity bill and pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, or food, you know.
And that's not right in this country. And this program fixed it. One of the things you told me earlier, this, by the way, isn't the first time we've seen each other. Well, it's the first day we've seen each other, but not the first time on the stage. Tell me about what you find with the low-income seniors. And give people a sense. If you're a low-income senior, mm-hmm. you need a lesson.
Oh, my goodness. It has been a godsend. With the low-income seniors, with the subsidy program, I have people that are now coming in and walking out of the store with zero copays for generic drugs, for example. Not all are zero, but to go from things that can cost hundreds of dollars, I know one individual who is also disabled, but spends thousands of dollars, you know, or tried to. Basically, they went without their medication a lot of times. So to see these low-income individuals walk out of my store with the medications that their doctor prescribed for them, that I helped them get and I know they need, just warms my heart. And that's what I enjoy about my job is helping
yeah.
people.
And, Nate, I appreciate it. There's pharmacists all over the country who obviously interface with seniors. And I want to thank those in the pharmacist industry who are explaining what's available. And it's an interesting example, isn't it, of somebody who is combining her work with her care for seniors and helping people see what's available. I appreciate you coming and explaining that.
Thank you very much.
Jerry, welcome. Jerry Souter, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you being here very much, and thank you. I retired as a funeral director in June of 2003. I was born and raised in Northwest Missouri. And by the way, my wife and daughter and son-in-law and grandson's here.
Yeah, looking
today.
Forward to meet them afterwards.
I'm sure they're looking forward to that, too.
It'd be kind of rough if you said they weren't looking for them.
After my retirement, I found myself without prescription coverage, which I had under my employment health plan. It was a shock to go to the pharmacy and pay retail 100% prices for the pharmacy. So when we learned about Part D, we decided that it didn't cost a thing to check it out. And so we did. I went online, Medicare.gov, and looked it up and found there the list of providers that would provide coverage for us here in Missouri. We chose one of those providers, contacted them by telephone. They mailed information to me, and within 2.5 weeks, we were signed up, and effective January 1, 2006, we had coverage. Now, so far, in my personal situation, I have saved about 65% on my monthly drug bill.
Interesting, isn't it?
Now,
first guy served 65%. That's healthy savings.
Had I not been on medications of any kind, I would still have signed up. Hmm. And the reason I would have is because, as a senior, down the road, I know that in all likelihood, unless the good Lord takes me home first, I'm going to need prescriptions. And so with the penalties that were there without signing up early on, I would have signed up anyway, just as a matter of having peace of mind of knowing that it's there.
That's great advice. Isn't it interesting, the society in which we live, word gets out, Jerry gets on the computer and taps into the system, which for some can be complicated. Obviously, it wasn't for you.
I found it extremely easy, and it's perplexing to me to hear people say it's difficult.
Well,
because for
some
me,
people are computer literate, and some aren't, for starters. But nevertheless,
that's correct. That's absolutely right.
But I like the self-starter. You're a self-starter. You said, "I'm gonna look." People need to take a look. That's what you need to do. Jerry's saving 65% on his drugs. That's pretty healthy. Pretty healthy savings. I bet you could use the savings.
Well, that's correct, because last week when the computer went out on my automobile, it came in handy.
That's good. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you for being willing to tell people your story. It's you're a lot more credible at telling people your story than I would be. In other words, it's important for people to hear that here's Jerry sitting here. He doesn't have any axe to grind. All he wants to do is tell people what's available. And that's why we've asked him to come. And you're very articulate about it. Thanks for coming. Looking forward to meeting the grandkid.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Helen Robnett. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right, Mr. President. Thank you so much for inviting us, and it's been an honor and a privilege to try to explain a little bit how your Medicare Part D has helped me and our savings. My name is Helen Robinette, and I have my wonderful family here, my husband and my two gorgeous daughters, and my two handsome sons. So
nothing better than a doting mother.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
and you don't get to meet them.
I'd like to start out by saying about 3 years ago, in 24 hours, I was put on medication of 12 different kind of medication a day. Well, for 3 years, that run me between 200 and 300 a month. And that kind of eats in your pocketbook after a while. Mm-hmm. And then came out your Medicare Part D. And we thought, well, God, maybe this can help us a little bit. Even if a little is better than nothing. And we got to asking questions and talking, and of course you get different answers from everybody. And I said, well, the only one that would leave us right, I think, is our insurance agent. And so we called her, and she came and explained everything thoroughly that we understood. And she enrolled us in this program, and it's been a godsend. I save approximately $200 a month on my drugs.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. I save approximately $200 a month.
You mean you were paying $300 a month, and now you're paying about $100?
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably, sometimes it's not even $100, you know. Then also, I had...
So your insurance friend laid it out for you.
Yeah.
Explained it?
Yeah. She did. She was very nice.
Well?
Very nice. I mean,
she's supposed to be.
We were kind of dense and didn't understand it.
No, listen, you're not alone. When you're, I mean, this can be confusing to folks.
It is.
And that's why we've asked people to help, step up and help somebody who needs some explanation. You know, Jerry figured it out. And, but you fortunately had somebody who said, look, I want to help you see
yes.
what's available. And you're saving now over $2,000 a year.
Yeah. And then I have bronchial asthma.
Mm.
And my inhaler costs $102 a month. And so, needless to say, I was babying that for about 3 months. I'd last that for about 3 months.
Babying that inhaler.
I was babying that inhaler. And only took it when I couldn't walk across the floor.
I got you.
You know, and then all my allergies... If the doctor didn't have any samples, I didn't take it because it was very expensive and I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So now with your program, my inhaler is $5. And I get to take the allergy medicine too, and I love it.
I'm glad you came. Good job. All right, we're going to end here with Bob Vanderfels. Got the Vanderfels family here. When I first met him, I said I like a guy with a snap-on shirt. Tell everybody about yourself right quick.
Your people asked me when they called me if you're going to wear a suit. I said, no, I'm not going to buy one. I don't have one.
Yeah. So. I wish I didn't have to wear them, believe me, you know.
I wish to acknowledge my family, my beautiful wife, and four of my children are here. One of them's a little bit far away up. You had a lieutenant colonel, battalion commander, serving in Iraq at the present.
Really? Gosh, thank you. Yeah, tell him thanks. Tell him. That's great. You know how to email?
No, sir. I'm one of those illiterate computer boys. I don't even own one.
Yeah, well, get one of your sons to email him and tell him the commander-in-chief is proud. How'd you make a living?
How'd I make a living?
Yeah.
Well, at the present time, I'm retired. I was born and raised right here in Central Missouri. I didn't fall far from the tree. I live still on a dairy farm I was born and raised on.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Man of the land.
And
that's great.
Nothing like it. And
you got big hands.
Still there. I know how to milk, but that's what you do. That's kind of like riding a bicycle. You never forget that happened. getting back to what we're here for. I went about mine a little differently. I, like I said, being computer illiterate, I thought, well, what did I have to lose? I called my local Social Security office.
Yeah.
And surprising to me, I was lucky I knew someone there, and I was talking to them. And in less than 10 minutes, they had me signed up on the program in less than 10 minutes' time. And from that point, I said, well, I'll find out what it is to get into a program. So I attempted to call the 1-800 number in the middle of the day, and I found that sometimes automated machines work better at nighttime when they aren't so busy.
Bring that up with McClellan. We did have a problem initially on the 1-800 number. A lot of people were calling, and then they ended up putting a lot more operators on there. Now, I'm not making excuses. Look, I understand, but thank you.
But I went, like I said, earlier or later. My normal run is I was paying about $140 a month, which is now $7 a month.
Yeah, hear that. $140 a month. Now he's paying $7 a month. Here's a guy. He may not be computer literate, but he's smart enough to call and ask advice for a program that's saving him a lot of money. Isn't that right?
Right.
You recommend people look at this thing? It's a leading question. I'm not even a lawyer. And
no, I appreciate it very much. I'd be, needless to say, I didn't have to go to school very far to find out that it saved me money.
I bet you're plenty smart. You know what I'm saying? I bet you know what you're doing. I hope you all have found this interesting. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate you. Yeah. You may not believe me, but you'll believe Bob. Or you'll believe Helen, or you'll believe Jerry. These are real-life examples of people who said, I think I'll just take a look. 29 million Americans have signed up so far. There's 7 million more we're trying to reach. If you're one of the 7 million who have not signed up, at least take a look. Take a look at what's available for you. This government of ours has modernized Medicare, so that we can look seniors in the eye and say we're doing the best we can to make sure your medicine is modern. We don't want people choosing between electricity bills or food and their pharmaceuticals, like that was happening a while back. This program makes sense for our seniors. It makes sense for our taxpayers. Do you realize that because there's choice in the marketplace, because we've trusted seniors to pick a plan that meets their needs, the estimated cost in the first year to the federal government are 20% less than thought. In other words, one of the things that's important for our society to understand is that when you trust people, good things happen.
Right.
It happens for them, and it happens for society as a whole. I'm proud to be here in Missouri. I want to thank you all for giving us a chance to come by and say hello. We're dealing with big issues. We're dealing with health care. We're dealing with keeping the peace. We're helping our small businesses thrive. It is a fantastic opportunity to come and thank you all for really being, however, representing the true strength of America. And the true strength of this country is not in the size of our armies or in the size of our wallets. It's in the size of our hearts. And for those of you who are helping a neighbor in need, helping a child to learn how to read, or providing shelter for the homeless, or food for the hungry, or advice to the seniors, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping make this nation the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Thanks for coming, and God bless.